It's time for another Internet Advisor Show podcast. Since 1998, we've been helping computer users get on the Internet, get around it, and get over the problems they encounter there. The Internet Advisor is a two-hour weekly radio program heard on WJR 760 AM in Detroit since 1998 and across the state of Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network. Now, here are your hosts with this week's Internet Advisor podcast. Welcome to the Internet Advisor, and for those of you just joining us, good day to you. We've got 2 hours of a great show ahead of us. We're going to be talking this hour about games, the game that is sweeping the world. It's called Minecraft. We're going to have some young people in who play that game, and young man who plays that game, and very close to my heart. And we'll also be talking about delivering technology to the jungles of Guatemala by a local Boy Scout troop. All that coming up in this first hour of the Internet Advisor. Welcome, it's the Internet Advisor. My name is Foster Brown. We got the whole posse in studio, Gary Baker, Ed Riddell, and Shane Hamlin is with us this week. Shane, good to have you here.
Now the fun can start, right? I'm here.
Indeed. Matter of fact, it's going to be fun and games in this first segment of our program. We're going to be introducing a young man to you shortly who is very much into your world. You're a big gamer, I understand.
I'm a huge gamer.
I'm not only a big gamer, but a big gamer.
I'm in between games at the moment.
Are you?
But, you know, that's a gamer dilemma. We're always in between games.
The game we're going to be talking about is a game called Minecraft. And it's kind of funny. Let's just, before we get to talking about the specifics of it, just kind of generally. By the way, on our homepage at internetadvisor.net, Shane has done a great job of putting together a little thing called Minecraft 101 that'll introduce you to this. But
the basics.
The basics.
You've got to remember, that's the basics.
It's incredible where you can go with this. But the thing is, it's been kind of demonized in some ways. Because kids, especially young kids, although Ed tells me now, there are adults in his office who are just as addicted to this.
You know, you said earlier, I heard you say, you know, younger children. You know what? It's everybody.
It's everybody.
Everybody's playing this game. And there are some great things about it, and there are some bad things about it.
Yeah, there's some challenging things.
Yes.
I wanted to bring that up because some parents say, oh, no. Oh, I've heard that's horrible. It'll suck your kids' brains out. On the other hand, I've heard people say it's teaching kids coding.
It's a lot of different things. I mean, there's an actual version of it that allows you to get into the open source code for it and actually play around with it and change it, make some mods to it, and create your own.
Oh, the mods are the huge thing about it. Let's explain just in real simple ABC terms for folks who have said, Minecraft, what's that?
It's a huge, if you look at it like a sandbox.
Yeah.
You're playing in a sandbox. You get this huge sandbox. You can build whatever you want.
So $30 gets you in.
$30. It gets you in. Now, that brings up, we're going to talk about that a little later if we have time. But it's a huge sandbox, and you can build and destroy and make anything you want. It's almost like, it's kind of like, I want to say, like Legos a little bit.
Very much like Legos. You know? Matter of fact, it looks like Legos because it's a very 8-bit character. That's what blew my mind. 8-bit, folks, means it's just little simple blocks. You can see the pixel blocks.
I mean, don't let it fool you, though.
No.
It is a very intense game. It's resource intensive, lots of memory. Higher CPU, so you just couldn't go on with any machine and play the game. You still would kind of have to have a gaming machine to play this. So don't let that 8-bit look fool you.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. Mm-hmm. Even though it looks like Legos, and if Cal were here, it's just Legos, because it is literally almost like that. But the amount of customization you can do is absolutely mind-boggling. And by the way, in that Minecraft 101, what you've got there, you've got a great explanation of just kind of opening people's minds to how this works. And we're going to be talking in just a little bit after the break with my grandson, Jack Latton, who's going to be in here.
He must be playing Minecraft.
He must have been playing Minecraft in the car. And Jack is going to sit over there right next to you. We'll have him on the air, and we'll introduce him. Jack, go ahead. Take a seat there and pull up to the microphone, Jack. There you go. Get close. Get good and close, okay? And Shane, why don't you turn his button on there for him? And then there you go. Now, Jack, you just say hello.
Right? Hi.
Tell us a little bit about yourself quickly.
Well, I'm 9 years old.
Your name is?
Jack.
Jack Latton. You're one of my grandchildren. And tell us about the T-shirt you're wearing.
I'm wearing a Minecraft T-shirt.
How long have you been playing, Jack?
About A year.
About a year?
Yes.
Do you think you've gotten pretty sophisticated in your use in that year?
Yes.
You're getting used?
Yeah.
And the big thing, is, I watch you playing, and the big thing is the mods, right?
Yes.
Okay. What we're going to do in just a little bit, we're going to take a break, and we're going to talk. You and Mr. Shane here are going to be talking with folks and trying to let them know what Minecraft is all about, why it's so much fun for you to play, okay?
Okay.
Because you do love to play it, don't you?
Yes.
Were you playing it today?
Yes.
For how long?
Half an hour.
Half an hour? Yeah. Get out of here. You were playing for longer than that. No?
Okay, an hour.
Time flies when you're playing Minecraft, right?
Yes.
Hopefully I'm not scaring him too much.
No. We're going to have some fun with this. My daughter Amy's little sister Abby is here as well, so we're delighted to have them in the studio. Justin, let me reintroduce you to our audience. This is Justin Baker. We have another celebrity from the Baker family here.
Hello.
How you doing? Now, you are an Eagle Scout, and a little later
Eagle
on...
Eagle Scout candidate.
Eagle Scout candidate, okay. The project you're working on is going to be one where you're going to be collaborating with some people, going down to Guatemala and involving yourself in a technology project down there. Kind of quickly, how is it?
Yeah, it's solar technology. What we're doing is we're going down, we're installing a demo project for people to learn, and we're also replacing old solar technology with new because it works better.
Okay. Now, Justin is also working with Appropriate Technology Collaborative. We've had them in here before, and they do this wonderful thing with the MSU students and now scouts down to these different countries around the world to help them with, for instance, they were knitting the vanes for windmills. Fascinating project they had that one time.
That's absolutely, yeah. John has been on the show a couple times, and actually, Justin, how did you get, I mean, this is different than a typical Eagle project,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
I mean, we're not marking a trail out in the nature center close by. How did you decide you wanted to do this?
Well, I've been to Guatemala when I was in about second or third grade, and I saw firsthand the living conditions of the people there. And there, a lot of people are off the grid of technology.
Period. Yeah.
Yeah. So electricity gets them out of poverty.
Yeah.
So,
we're going to talk also.
When you met John, then that was when you decided, hey, this could be an Eagle project.
He's done many, he's done mission trips down there to Guatemala.
That's
many
cool.
times.
We're also going to bring Mike Amon in with us. Mike is with a company out in California that looks kind of over the horizon of technology. And Mike, we're going to talk a little bit about drones and some of the applications that they can have in delivering technology. Welcome back to the Internet Advisor. We got a fun program today. I'm having fun because I got one of my grandchildren here, Jack Latton. How you doing, Jack?
Good.
Good to have you in here with us. You're going to be one of our experts today. You know that, right?
Yes.
He is the expert. I'm teaching him about radio. He'll teach me a little bit more
there you
about
go.
Minecraft.
There you go. He'll show you how to run the microphones, and you tell him about Minecraft. Now, Minecraft, just to step back into it, folks, it is both a simple game in the sense of it's not... It's like 8 pixels. It mm-hmm. looks like Legos. When
yes.
you, but it is deceptively complicated, isn't it, Jack?
Yes.
It takes a lot to learn.
Yes.
So you started about a year ago, right?
Yes.
Okay. What was it that made the game look like it would be fun for you?
Well, my friend, he told me about it, and he said it was this really fun computer game. And I really like doing games where there's a kind of a strategy to it.
Excellent. Yeah, because with this game, it's not like you're just like following from a trail along the Temple of Doom, are you?
No.
You're creating your own world.
Yes.
So what was one of the first things that you did after you got the program?
I looked up how to survive your first night.
Wait a minute. What do you mean survive your first night? There are things that try to get you?
Yes. There's zombies, skeletons with bows and arrows.
Oh, my goodness.
Creepers. There are these green four-legged explosives kind of things. Yes.
So how many times did you die the first night?
10, I guess.
But you learn how to defend yourself, right?
Yes. You have to make swords, bows, and arrows. And sometimes, if you're lucky, if you kill a skeleton, it may drop a bow.
Okay. So, you're also creating your own world with this, right, Jack?
Yes.
Like, what have you created?
I've created houses, there's this kind of thing called redstone where it's kind of like gunpowder in a way. Like you can power things.
Sure.
Like you can take a lever, set it on the ground, put trail redstone all over the place to like TNT if you wanted to, and blow that place up.
Wow. Oh, so there's a lot of fun for guys in it. Okay,
yes.
I got that. But you can also, I saw you can mine, you
yes.
can make farms, you can
yes.
build houses.
Yes, pretty much you can do anything. There's actually this thing that in Minecraft, the sky is the limit.
That really is true, isn't it? Now,
yeah.
Shane, you were saying, and by the way, Shane put together this thing called Minecraft 101, and in it, there's a quote that you get from somebody there about the ability is that you can be, for instance, you can have a lake, and suddenly
yeah.
in the middle of the lake decide to create an island.
Yeah.
And you create an island?
Yes.
And you can create castles, you can, animals, right?
Yes. Well, with the special modification to the game, you can create animals. But
let's talk about mods, Jack, because mods are a big thing, aren't they?
Yes.
So you start out with, what, pretty basic?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you have to buy these things?
I think. I have tried to download a mod, but never successfully.
Because it's pretty complicated, isn't it?
Yes, very complicated.
So what you've done without mods?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So you don't necessarily have... But there's this whole subculture, Shane, YouTube that is absolutely astounding.
It's people making incredible things. I mean, this is not Farmville, or this is not simple.
Sim
you
City.
Know, when we talk about houses and animals and farms, this is really involved stuff. I mean, you can create... it's, you know, architecture and physics and all kinds of great things go into this game. Now, the whole time spent playing it, there are a far lot worse things a kid could be doing with their free time besides building things, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not just kids. I mean, adults as well. I mean, I see them all day long in the store.
Ed was telling us that at where he works, you know, that there are a number of people who are completely locked into this.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great game. It's fun, time-consuming. And you know, if you read the basics I put up, the Minecraft 101, it gives you a very basic understanding of what it is.
Right, exactly.
The different modes, you know, the survival mode, the adventure mode, the creativity mode. There's all kinds of different modes, and it's just it's insane how big this game is getting.
Yeah.
But there are some, you know, we were talking about mods there for a second, and you got to be very careful. You know, your grandson explained that. You know, he hasn't been successful is because you've got to take these mods, these modified files is what they are, and kind of put them in on top of the original program to change the original design. And a lot of times there's viruses, and that's what's
bad.
We're getting a lot of this recently where my son's playing Minecraft. He tried to load a mod, and it was infected with a virus because... You know, they're
going
to attack everybody, every chance. And this is a huge popular
game. It's a big target now, suddenly.
Big target.
So what do you suggest for parents of guys like Jack to help him with that?
You know, you find there's the Minecraft Wiki that has some great resources in there.
Okay.
And you can find some sites where the mods have been tested.
Now, Jack, you have one mod. What is that site that you go to? It's a family. It's a mom, dad, and kids.
That one person who plays Minecraft.
Yes, yes.
He's called Pulsars Jr.
Okay. And then his wife is involved in it? Mom's in there, too?
Yes. Minecraft Mom.
Minecraft Mom. And what's the son called?
There's two of them. Chief Chirpa and Jumbo Muffin. Oh, and there's one last child. And it's a daughter, Remy.
Remy. Now, what you do is you go to YouTube to find these things, right? And they're kind of like little stories you watch,
But there is one video that was infected with a virus. So now whenever I like type in Y and then, you know, that choice, the list of things you could choose, I click on YouTube. And sometimes if there isn't an ad, right there is swearing.
Oh, yeah.
One
of the problems, now I know your mom has been pretty strict about this, too, and your dad, is that there are some places that are pretty gross.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty crude. I've caught a few of them, and you have to be careful about that, don't you?
Yeah.
But this family site certainly didn't sound like that when I was watching over your shoulder the other day.
Yes. This family that plays it, They don't swear.
Good. Yes. What advice do you have for parents about how they should help their kids with Minecraft? What would you tell them is most important to keep in mind?
That it's just a video game. So if, like, your kids get, like, nightmares or something,
yeah,
it's just a video game.
Okay. Yeah. How about time spent playing, Jack?
Okay. Maybe I play a little too much every day.
Amy, do you put a time limit on him? You put it?
I do.
Okay.
But then I'll find him sneaking.
Ah. Okay, that's Mom, Amy, in the background, who finds him sneaking in there. So there needs to be some discipline with it, right, Jack?
Yes.
Because you could get just absorbed. I watch Jack after school, and sometimes he's gone.
Could wind up gone. Like me. You know? We don't want to do that.
Hey, you could be a successful technology person with their own store.
You've got to be careful. You definitely have to be careful with time, because not just Minecraft, any game, online game, anything like that, you can get consumed.
I mean, really easily.
You know, like I said, watch out for the mods. For parents, watch out for the mods.
Very much so.
Find a safe site that the mods are tested.
How do you do that? How do you curate that or watch that?
Well, you'll see. There's like the Minecraft Wiki, which has all the information.
Tell them what a Minecraft Wiki is.
It's like it's on the article.
Oh, is it on? Okay,
yes,
good. It's in the article.
It's basically like Wikipedia. Okay. Every you know, Walking Dead Wiki, they all have their Wikipedia where they have
all the
information.
So it's a place where they collect the information.
All the information.
Manage it.
Yes.
Okay, good.
And then there's sites there, approved sites or sites that have been tested.
And
you'll go
important.
To those and you'll see the mod that you want, but you'll always read the comments and people posting about the mod.
Yeah.
They'll say, oh, great mod, it works well, do this and this, or bad mod, viruses. So you've always
got
to watch
that. Okay, good. So, Jack, we got to get you on that, okay? So that wiki, so you can find out what's bad or good. What's your goal, Jack, with Minecraft?
To survive and to kill the two bosses in Minecraft in survival. If I tried it in survival right now, I would die.
Okay, so that's your goal. Jack Ladin, thank you so much for being here, honey. It's so good to have you with us. Shane, thank you for helping with this segment.
Yep.
Back in just a minute to talk with Justin Baker about his project. Welcome back. It's the Internet Advisor. We've got a very special program here. Delighted to have some family members with us. I just had my expert in gaming, our family expert, Mr. Jack Ladin, my grandson. And now we have Mr. Baker is with us, Mr. Baker of the Bakers. Justin Baker, good to have you in studio.
Thanks.
We have been regaled by your father with a lot of videos of your lacrosse prowess. And this, I kind of think, is even neater. Let's talk a little bit about this project you've got, which is essentially kind of kickstarting and working with solar technology in Guatemala as part of your Eagle Scout project. Am I right? That's the heart of it?
Yep.
Okay. So you are right now, and we have links on our homepage to this, you're gathering funds.
Yeah. I'm using crowdfunding, which is different than what most people do in my troop.
Absolutely.
Most people, they do like
hit
hand
the
drive.
Grandma, grandpa, aunts. I've been there.
Yeah. So crowdfunding, there's Kickstarter, which is the main one, but we are using Indiegogo because Kickstarter, it doesn't use flexible funding, which is if you don't raise your goal, then you don't get any money at all.
I got you.
So Indiegogo lets you get money, whatever money you raise.
Looks like you're doing pretty well. You've got about 60 days left and you're, well, like what, 10, 15% in?
Yeah, I'm about
over 20.
Over 20%? So that you're getting there. Now, you need to raise how much total?
$6,900.
$6,900. Okay. What's the project that you're going to be doing with this other fellow?
So I'm going to Guatemala. Okay. I'm working with John Barry and the Appropriate Technology Collaborative.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done mission trips down there before. But what we're doing, or what I'm doing for my project, is we're installing a demo project. Two big solar panels on top of a community building.
Ah.
And then the electricity inside for people to learn. And we're also replacing 5 to 6 year old on individual homes. 5 to 6 year old solar panels on individual homes.
Now, will you be bringing that material with you? Is the material down there? How are you doing?
We're shipping it down right now.
Okay. Now, you're going to be working in collaboration with some scouts in Guatemala, I understand.
Yeah. I contacted Alban Avila, which is a scout. He's involved with scouting down in Guatemala. And I asked him if we could have 3 to 5 scouts come work with us. So
that's
we're
cool.
Picking them up when we fly down there. We're picking them up in Guatemala City.
Very important question. ¿Hablas español?
I take Spanish
good.
In ninth grade.
That's good. And it'll be fun learning in that atmosphere. And you'll have the Guatemalan scouts there, it's kind of as interpreters.
Yeah.
I bet a lot of them have pretty good English.
Mm-hmm. So, Justin, you've arranged for them to learn about circuits and solar. That's a class that they can take down there.
Yeah.
But that's going to be taught in Spanish. How's that going to work for you?
So I'm learning the class up here with my friend Will Norton, he's coming with me down there.
Excellent.
So another Life Scout.
Yeah.
That's cool. So you're only 14. You're an Eagle. I didn't think Talon, your son is.
Well, he's not an Eagle. He's
he's a candidate.
Pardon me, candidate.
Yeah, and my son, probably if you want to say, coasted for a few years. And he's going for his board of review in a couple of weeks.
He's thought already completed. 16 to 18 was more like the norm.
It is, but kids nowadays, you can really get it at what's the earliest? I think I heard someone say like 13 and a half or 14, because there's a lot of requirements. You have to have certain number of volunteer hours. Yeah. You have to have a certain number of positions, including patrol leaders and senior patrol leaders, right?
Yeah, I recently just stepped down from senior patrol leader. I think the youngest in our troop who ever did that.
That's really cool.
And there's a lot of merit badges you have to earn as well.
Right. And you didn't quite know how to be a senior patrol leader when you were elected by the boys.
Not at all. I was 13.
And so what did you do? First of all, we've talked about servant leadership for a long time, right?
Yeah, my dad has taught me a lot about that.
But how did you learn about how to be a senior patrol leader?
We have a position called a JASM, which is a junior assistant scoutmaster, and he's usually a senior patrol leader that's just gave up, who stepped down, and then he kind of helps the other senior patrol leaders. Great. So
like a mentor.
Yeah. And you also had two assistant senior patrol leaders
that were
16.
Yeah, they were both 16, older than me when I was 13.
Now, I want to bring Mike Amon. Come on in the conversation, because I want to pigtail something here or dovetail something, and that is talking about using this frontiers of technology. Last hour, we talked about something kind of frivolous, fun, that pizzas are now being delivered by drones. Mike, there's a very serious application to this. As a matter of fact, we have a link to it on our homepage right now, where this is being used to deliver very, very important medical resources in remote areas of Africa.
Yeah, and I think just stepping back for a second, what Justin is doing, I'm seeing a trend there also of using technology to solve third world problems.
Mm.
And you're seeing it in universities and high school, and Justin's always ahead of the curve here, so that's why we have him on this show. But we have a Singularity University out in Santa Clara, and they do a lot of different startups, and one of them is Matternet. And Matternet is delivering vaccines and other medical to African communities, and it just picks up 2 kilos, so it's not very large stuff, but it overcomes all
about 10 pounds, roughly.
Yeah, but overcomes all the roads and all the difficulties in the spring when it rains.
Yeah.
And so Gary had talked about earlier the Internet of Things. Well, this is controlled through the Internet, and it is a thing. It's a drone or, as they say, a UAV.
Mm-hmm.
And it's another example of technology overcoming some problems that just will not be solved by building roads as such.
Exactly. And Justin, the project you're working with, solar panels, as your dad was saying, actually ties into a class. It's not just giving people stuff, because that's been done as aid for a long time. And then when the people who gave the stuff go, nobody knows what to do with it. They, begin using it as fencing. But in this particular case, there's a class that's going to be taught, Gary.
That's right.
That is part of that.
That's right. Justin's arranged through ATC again, through John Barry, to have a class taught down there to not only the Guatemalan Boy Scouts, but also to then a lot of the villagers that are out in these remote areas.
What kind of things will they learn in that class?
They learn just basic about solar technology,
how to install,
put together, how to install.
And circuitry, I think you mentioned
as
well.
And how to install and maintain then the solar panels, and then the
and how to use
the electricity under that's in the house, and the batteries and whatnot. So it's a really good opportunity, and I was really proud of Justin when he said, this is a way that he could help. And I said, great, and he has been meeting with John Barry. But there's a really great link off of his Indiegogo campaign site that Time Magazine did. And it's about how to get people that are off the grid, off the electric grid in Guatemala, and there's about 500,000 homes, they figure, that are not connected to the grid, do not
this
have
is no electricity.
No
period.
Electricity.
And we're talking about, we're not
no
talking about high-speed internet. We're talking about electricity,
no,
period.
No access to electricity,
yeah, right?
Right? None. And they're in poverty.
Absolutely.
And
grinding
this
poverty.
Is a great video. So go to the link on our site, internetadvisor.net, right. And then link off to the site to the link that we have of on Justin's
There's two
campaign.
Things. One,
but
yeah.
then click on that video and watch what happens when and the advantages that people that now do have solar energy have and their ability now to work their way out of poverty.
So if you go to internetadvisor.net on the homepage there next to Justin's picture with one of the solar panels, you'll see there are two things in there. One's highlighted. It says Eagle Scout Project. That talks about the project itself.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is how you can help. And I think that's a video you're talking about.
Yeah, I think actually the video is off of the homepage.
Is it? Okay.
Of the campaign.
But you'll find other links
that
will take you there for more of that kind of thing.
And you'll be amazed at how simple. And, you know, there's a lot of work. And that's why we have the Guatemalan Boy Scouts and others to help. But once you get these installed. And by the way, the people help install them themselves.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
Once you get these installed, the advantage for them to be able to work an extra couple hours each day is the difference between just barely
incredible.
Making it and finally
security
and
at
finally
night.
Getting out of poverty.
Security at
right?
night. Now, let's bring Mike back into this because what I find fascinating. And this goes back to our conversation last hour with Dave Sawyer from Microsoft as well as how these frontiers are expanding. And suddenly, you've got Guatemala where there's been no electrification. Think of this, folks. In the United States, I think it was the 1920s, the Rural Electrification Act, I think it was, that brought power with the TVA, the Tennessee Valley Authority, and many of the other ones. Power came and transformed the United States into a manufacturing giant that they could then take on the burden of World War II in many ways and go on from there to become this incredible giant. Now, what we're doing in some ways is we're dropping that technology, really advanced technology, right on the jungle tops.
So let me give you another example, and I'll send you the link. Google has a effort with blimps that they're going to put up over Africa, and they're going to provide a wide range of internet services. So this is for you, Dave. We're going to put Microsoft in the jungle very soon, and this is a new project that I just read about using blimps that will stay up continuously and direct a internet connection down to the jungle.
There's a wonderful Doctor Who episode about that, about the blimps.
This is real, though.
This is real, though. This is very real. And so, folks, it's exciting to hear how this technology is being able to move into areas. And as I say, 1920s for us, electricity, and then many steps to get to where we are now, where suddenly lights are coming on in the middle of the darkness. Medical supplies being delivered by drones. It's kind of mind-blowing. Just a moment. We'll be back. Mike Brennan is with us with Michigan Tech News. And as is our custom every week, it's time for us at this hour of our program to bring Mike Brennan on the air with us with Michigan Technology News, looking at entrepreneurship and innovation in the state of Michigan. Hi, Mike.
How you doing, Foster?
Great, thank you. What's up this week in Michigan?
Well, on June 13th, you know, we've got a lot of electric car, green car, you know, variety of things like that going on, initiatives. And anyway, the Clean Energy Coalition's Green Fleets Program, I can do it, which is funded by the American Reinvestment and Recovery Act. They're going to be at the Henry Ford Community College parking lot on June 13th, where you're going to get a chance to see a lot of these innovative green cars. Are they the solution? You know, I don't know. I mean, a lot of the problem is people aren't buying enough of them yet, and once that starts happening, then it sort of solves some of the problem, but a lot of people just haven't seen them or experienced them, so this will give you an opportunity to do that, and heck, I guess DTE Energy is even throwing in a free lunch, so it's a heck of a deal there, right?
Mm,
so.
What a deal.
Also, more news out of our government, where, you know, the government's always here to help, right? Well, in this case, the National Security Agency and the FBI, well, it was discovered by the Washington Post that they're tapping directly into the central servers of nine of the leading U.S. internet companies, and that would be companies like Microsoft, Yahoo, Google, Facebook, you know, the usual suspects. And, you know, I always struggle over this issue. I mean, I appreciate the fact that we have to have national security, But at the same time, I appreciate privacy. You know, maybe I'm one of the dying breed out there. So
you have some?
here we already had the NSA tapping 100 million Verizon phone customers to begin with. Wow. I kind of think we're going a little bit too much in the right direction, and I mean right wing. Mm. But that's just my take on this. I'm a journalist, and I've been defending the First Amendment for 34 years, so I'm not so keen on that, but
it's a very intense ongoing debate, and I think if anything, it's just kind of raised at the national consciousness, and we're starting to talk about things that at least we know are going on right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you know, our opponents, people that want to hurt us, are getting very sophisticated. So I understand both sides of it. I'm just not really comfortable with where it's at right now.
Gotcha.
I also wanted to mention, on the entrepreneur side, that the Blue Water Angels, which is probably the most active angel group in the state of Michigan, on June 12th, they're going to be having a pitch night up at Apple Mountain in Freeland, and it's a chance to hear about a couple of really good technology companies, Amplifinity, which Gary and I know Dick Beaton real well. He's behind that, and they use customer referral programs. From social media to help companies, expand their message so it's beyond advertising. Another one called Noza, which is a geolocated store for live events. They'll be pitching up there. So if anybody up in Midland wants to check out some innovative Michigan companies, there you go.
It's going on all over the place. There's a lot of incubators around the state, aren't there, Mike?
Yeah, there absolutely are. There's a lot of incubators. There's a lot of angel investors, and I probably would be remiss not to throw in the fact that on June 18th, the Great Lakes Entrepreneur Quest, which is the granddaddy of all these events and run by Diane Durance, a good friend of mine, they're going to be having their big awards contest at the James B. Henry Center in Lansing, where they do that every year, along with golf in the morning. And we're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars in prize money going up for grabs.
Wow.
That's a very good thing.
That's excellent. Mike Brennan, by the way, brings us every week this news, which is the Michigan Technology News. We just kind of get a little sampler here. But if you go to internetadvisor.net, you can click on the link to mitechnews.com, and you can get the full rundown. You can subscribe to the email. And those of you who are interested in innovation, in technology that's going on, and entrepreneurship in the state of Michigan, that's his niche, and he does such a great job at it. Been doing it for many, many years, himself an entrepreneur and an innovator and a writer. And, Mike, you have anything to wrap up with?
Yeah, the MEDC has come up with two requests for proposals aimed at boosting the food entrepreneurship in Michigan. Now, what's that all about? Well, it's farmers markets programs. They can get grants of up to $50,000 to make them, more attractive to customers. But more interesting for me, I think, is a mobile cuisine startup program, food truck.
Food trucks.
Oh, $10,000 to get your food truck together. So
I love it. Get your taco on the road.
There you go. Absolutely. So
get your gear roll going. Okay, there's all sorts of things. Mike Brennan, thank you so much again for being with us this week with MI Tech News.
Thanks, Marcy.
Have a great one. Again, folks, go to internetadvisor.net, and you'll see mitechnews.com. Subscribe to that if you're interested in these areas. There's a lot more in-depth that Mike does on these. He does a great job of covering these topics and many more, both on the national and on the regional scene as well. Well, let's get back around to gather with some of the people who have been with us across these last few hours. We're going to our calls in this coming hour, but I want to wrap things up. Maybe just back around the horn again. Shane, we were talking about Minecraft.
Yes,
we were. And our local expert is with us as well, right, Jack?
Yes.
There you go, Jack Latin, and you are now 1 year into using Minecraft, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think it's a good idea for moms and dads to let their kids play Minecraft?
Yes, but it has, fantasy violence in it. So if you're that kind of person who, doesn't really like...
Squeamish?
Yeah.
Or has nightmares, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I recommend not playing it.
Okay. Or at least have mom and dad watch it, right?
Yes.
That, I think, is always good. One of the things we try to help people is keep the computer in a public place so that mom and dad can see what's going on and not just in the bedroom behind the door, Jack.
Because you can go mining way down in some of these deep caverns.
Oh, yes.
You know.
Yeah, who knows? You might run gnomes down there.
Keep the lights on.
Jack, thanks so much. Also, Justin Baker's been with us here. And when are you going down to Guatemala for your project?
We're going on August 3rd through the 11th.
August 3rd to 11th. Okay. And you're still, raising funds for that. You can raise those by going, if you go to internetadvisor.net, you'll find more information there about how people could participate and help you.
Yeah, just contribute if you want to, or if not, just get the word out, because I'm trying to raise as much as I can.
Excellent. And it's a wonderful project for taking technology into the jungles of Guatemala. It's helping you learn. It's a learning experience for you. I love the collaboration with the Boy Scout troop from Guatemala. I think that is outstanding.
I think that definitely benefits scouting, also connecting two countries.
Absolutely.
And it's 501c3, so the contribution is tax deductible. Right?
And Dave Starr, you've been around. We've been talking a lot in the first hour of our show about Microsoft. Some of the technologies we've been talking about here, anything struck you as we were talking about with Microsoft's got on the plans?
Oh, we definitely have a lot of interesting things coming up. One of the neat things about gaming, of course, is that Minecraft is available on the Xbox
as well as
on your little mobile platforms and on PCs. So an interesting way to play that if you have a big screen somewhere in your house.
And the new Xbox One is out, right?
The new Xbox One, we actually announced it. We went through a lot of the details, and we're looking forward to announce even more on the gaming front at E3, which is coming up.
Ooh, Shane, keep a note on that one. All right.
Oh, boy, E3. Yes.
Thank you very much. And by the way, again, the preview of Windows 8.1 will be available June 26th. Okay, you can find out more about that. Mike Amon, thank you again also for being with us from San Joaquin. Always fun to have you in here.
It's great to be here. I hope I can come back again.
Oh, please. Is there anything that we talked about here that you thought this just one more curious thing you want to share with us? You've always got these little gems.
Well, I am now better positioned because I do have an office right in Silicon Valley, right in the heart of Silicon Valley. And so opportunities are going to be coming through my door, which I can pass on to you and your listeners in the near future.
Excellent. We often, when we find information there that you pass on, it's fascinating, just the cutting link of things that are going on out there. You've also got Elon Musk out there, the guy who was the Tesla, invented the Tesla. He's got this thing called the Loop that's supposed to get people from San Francisco to Los Angeles in a half hour.
Yeah, I'll wait on that one.
Strange things happening on the West Coast. We hope that the San Andreas Fault doesn't part us from you anytime soon. Thank you very much for being with us. Okay, folks, we're going to take a break right now after the news. We'll be back with your questions. That's when the Internet Advisor really becomes yours. Here's the toll-free number, 800-859-0957. That's 800-859-0957. Give us a call. Line up. We'll take anything that you want to handle, and we'll try to do our very best to solve your computer problems, get you on the Internet, around it, and over it if necessary. Again, the number, 800-859-0957. Line up. We'll get to you after the news at the top of the hour. You're listening to a podcast of the Internet Advisor Show. If you want to see the show notes for this program, visit our homepage at internetadvisor.net. That's where you'll also find past podcasts, our toolkit full of free software to clean up your computer and keep it running strong, and other resources. If you have a question for our hosts, just click the contact form on the homepage or enter our forums and place your question there. You can also friend us on Facebook. Now let's get back to the second hour of the Internet Advisor Show podcast.